I don't know about everybody else where you are originating from. However, I'm officially over the rain. I think we have had a record rainy season, winter season, and history. What an easy job, isn't it? Being a weatherman, you just go ahead, put the forecast, mix it all up in a bag, and then whatever you pick out is what you project. And what you let everybody know for the forecast, especially for the weekend, because it wasn't supposed to rain today. Excuse me. We're going on 2 days straight, 48 hours of rain. I'm going to say it. I'm tapped out. Got the flag up. I'm over it. I'm tired of the rain. If it wasn't for things that I already have scheduled, surgery and that, I would already be permanent resident in Arizona. We much got everything of mine moved over there. Just basic needs, necessities here in our current residence, and I'm over it. I've had enough of the rain. I don't know about anybody else. What is it? Missouri? I think it's Missouri. So I was telling me about all the flooding and that they've been having. I'm over the rain. This is not supposed to be like that this winter. The ground has not even, it's not even been frozen yet. And that's going to be one heck of a can of raid upcoming spring season. If you are in the 24 hours, you feel like you live in Seattle, 7 days a week rain. It is ringing in the rainy new year because that's what's going to be like. So stay dry this weekend, folks. There's plenty to do inside. Get cracking on the New Year's resolutions. That's right. Get away from electronic devices. Get away from the TV screen. Hit your local gym. Find a class. You got these apps now. What's that new app? You can plug in your address and you can see all sorts of sports and exercise, fitness related classes and activities. I cannot think of that app. Somebody from my heart radio, chime in on me. What app is that? It's a new app and you plug in your address and you can actually see like kickboxing, yoga, all sorts of activities, bodybuilding and that, weightlifting, that they have, country line dancing. I cannot think of the app. It's such a smart idea. Why didn't I think of that? So get out there, stay active this weekend, and don't forget to, time to take down decorations. Don't be like that person, you know I'm talking about, that finds an excuse to leave their Christmas lights up year round. They use the excuse in the spring. Well, I mean, it is spring and green. I mean, it's spring symbolizes green, so I kept the green lights up because spring threw a couple of little cute little lawn ornament inflatable rabbits, and there you go. I didn't even have to go out there. I didn't even have to take out the ladder. It's already up. Or they'll wait until summer. I was using it as outdoor lighting on the porch and patio. You know, when me and the missus sit outside with a tall glass of sweet tea, because I don't know who really does that anymore. And we already had the green lights out, so it kind of just like sets off a little ambiance. And look, we didn't have to put them up. Get the Christmas decorations and the lights down, because you, first of all, it destroys the lights. Those lights anymore, unless you're using old school lights, even old school lights are not meant to stay up year round. See, I already see somebody with their lights still up. It's after the first, time to take this stuff down. I know, it's depressing. Holidays are joyful time. Guess what? You could burn 400 or 500 calories depending on how many decorations you have. We got all ours down though. I did that. We got them down in record time. We decided to take a couple of days, 2-3 days to put them up though. We did not rush this year putting decorations up, but we got them all down. I am ready for a clean start, fresh start, new year. New year, new you, right? So get out there this weekend, find something enjoyable, new hobby, spend time, go visit a friend, find something to keep yourself delighted, happy, content. And if you're an emotional person right now and you're still getting out of, or you know what, I'm just going to say it. This rain is enough to swing anybody into. If you never had depression before, it is a one step away from a mental health provider visit kind of weather. This weather can swing you into depression because it's so nasty outside. Don't sink. And then even if you are, you know, dealing with depression right now and the weather, I know for a fact, it's got to not be, it doesn't help situation, right? Find something new, a new activity. Find something to keep your mind occupied. Do not get in your head for Leadfoot Larry, Trigger Happy Tina, and What's the other one? Betty the Bad Behavior. I'm going to go into 2020 and I'm going to repeat my mistakes all over again. Get out of your head. Get out of the head. Don't repeat bad behavior. What was that quote yesterday? What was it? Your biggest mistake is your worst speech when you're angry, something along that lines. A lot of you hit us up on that. Ask, can I share this? Got a lot of people to share it with. It's the truth. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've done it. We've all done it. You know, when you're working off of your ego, I wouldn't say your ego, working off of your emotions, and you're all up in your emotional brain, you're all up in your head, is what I call it, and you just start like trigger happy Tina, and you start firing away things because you're working off emotion. You're not working off of your logical side, common sense side. Don't do it. Rear yourself back. Take a class, yoga. You know, something calm, soothing. Center yourself, take it back, find a softer, more reserved, I almost said sensuous. That's just weird, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe you find your new lipstick sensuous. I have no idea. I don't know why I thought sensuous. Maybe you feel sensuous this year. Maybe you got yourself that slinky dress you always wanted to, and you've already lost your holiday weight, because I don't know how you would, because we just got over the holidays, but maybe you're a multi-billionaire and you just had surgery over the weekend and you recovered in 2 days because, I don't know, it's from out of this world kind of surgery you had. I don't know where we're going with that. It just made no sense. But that's the whole thing with free yourself, my journey, our journey. It doesn't have to make sense. It's about freeing your mind. Get out of your brain. Get out of your head. Get out of your emotional side. Get out of the anger. Get out of all that negativity and start off 2020 on a far brighter, happier. Just be yourself. Be free. Find reasons to laugh and smile each and every day. And don't forget this weekend, we're out and about. Dollar. Some change goes a long way. You never know what the person behind you or next to you or in front of you may be going through in their lifetime. Maybe they're going through a rough time in their journey. Please, while you're out and about, let's bring more smiles to this world. Don't as well forget, while you're finding things to keep yourself busy and happy and new adventures and, you know, new prospects this weekend, please don't forget, as always. That's right. Don't forget to pay it forward.